Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven.
If he is not the answer to your problems, if he can't solve it, is because you don't want him to solve it. Can I get a witness in here? Praise the Lord. Good to see Mother Tinston back with us. Going over the dangerous highways and byways. We don't want to take nothing for granted. Good to see Tanya Gibbs in the house. Thank you, Jesus. She has a powerful testimony. We all do. I was asking God what he would have me to say, because there's so much that I can talk about, but the Bible says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In these last days, you want to be led by God's Spirit. And I mean, I've just been talking to people about the Lord. I've been handing out the flyers that we have on Sunday. I use them as a track. I put them on bulletin boards in the library. I hand them out to people, and it's just a blessing, because those little flyers are like a little Bible in your hands. There's reference scriptures to look up, and like Ella Tinston and I always talk about it, we need to appreciate what we have there. Amen. The drawings, the cartoons, what's being taught. It's like a little Bible in your hand, and I appreciate it. So I was praying and studying this morning, and this thought came to my mind. My mind is made up. My mind is made up. Amen? That's not just for me, that's for the whole body of Christ. It's something about a person's mind. When their mind is made up to do something, they're going to what? They're going to do it, amen? When your mind is made up, you're going to do something. I don't care what it is. It can be in the negative, it can be in the positive. But when your mind is made up, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Amen. We can talk about the negative till Jesus comes back. But I'm interested in the positive. And I'm interested in the positive in Christ. Because that's what counts the most. My mind and my wife's mind, and I can speak for her, thank you, Jesus, are made up. We're going to serve the Lord. Joshua said, as for me and my house. And I take that a step further. As for me and my house, individually, this earthly tabernacle, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Because it's an individual walk, it's an individual talk. Amen? Can't be saved on somebody's coattail. Without any further ado, I want to invite your attention. We're going to go over a few scriptures, and then we're going to pray and get back home where we belong out of all that snow. Philippians, the first chapter, I want to read. Philippians, the first chapter. Verse number 20. Where was Paul when he wrote this letter? He was in prison. And I like to throw that in there about Paul and Silas. They were the first ones to do the jailhouse rock, not Elvis Presley. Amen. Paul and Silas, not Elvis Presley, but Paul and Silas were the first ones to do the jailhouse rock. Because when they started praising God at midnight, God was up there patting his foot, and the jailhouse was rocking. Amen. So it was Paul and Silas that started that. Amen. Paul spent a lot of time in prison because of a witness. is for Christ. Got to throw a little humor in there, you know? Amen. God gave us this. He gave us a sense of humor. This man's mind was made up. His heart was fixed. And as we know about his story, he had a fervency for God. He loved God. And he thought he was doing God a service by persecuting the Christians. God looked beyond his faults and saw his needs. Now watch this. God saw the diamond in the rough. That's what you and I are, with diamonds in the rough. God saw, if I can get a hold of this rascal, if I can get a hold of him, that same fervency, that same made of mind, that same zeal, he's going to give it over to me. And it took God to get a hold of him, because everybody else was scared to approach him. He wasn't playing. He was doing some Christians in. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You can think you're doing the right thing, and you can think you're headed in the right direction, but all the time you're going in the wrong direction. And when Jesus got a hold of Saul of Tarsus, he turned the world upside down by the help of the Holy Ghost. One born out of season, he said, wasn't one of the original apostles. But God saw the diamond in the rough. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we are tonight. We're diamonds in the rough. Stay on the potter's wheel. That's a whole nother sermon. It's a blessing on the potter's wheel. When you can stay on the potter's wheel, God can do something with you. What is he doing? While you're on the potter's wheel, he's molding and shaping and forming you to be what he would have you to be. Hallelujah. It may hurt. We may say, ouch. But God is forming us to be what he would have us to be. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all what? Boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. To be magnified means what? Blown up, enlarged, amen? Christ will be magnified in my body. I think about, because I heard on the radio, and I think about what Ella Carey said about his job, because I used to work over at that arsenal too. And I told Ella Carey, I said, that's your mission field over there. When you're around ungodly men that don't care, and all, it's like every other word come out their mouth is profanity. Every other word, believe me. And you get to the point where you have to tune it out by the help of the Holy Ghost. And when you think about it, I'm going to get back to this. That's the language of the world. The language of the devil. And when you're using a lot of profanity, rather they realize it or not, they're praising the devil. Serving their daddy, amen? 8th chapter of St. John's Gospel. Jesus told them that your father, the devil, that's who you are. If you're not serving God, you're serving. Folks don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. This walk of God is such a beautiful walk. When I I stop and I think sometimes about where God has brought me from. You see, we can look back, looking back in appreciation for where God has brought us from. Not to do like Lot's wife, look back to desire to go back, but look back in appreciation. I have to shake my head sometimes. I believe it was Andre Crouch that said, I never thought it could be till it happened to me. Woo! Woo! I used to look at those who went to the Holiness Church. We used to make fun of them. I knew about God. I wasn't serving them. And I never thought it could be. But the night Jesus got a hold of me, what a difference. This thing is real. We sing that song, Real, Real. Jesus is real to me. Let's look at verse 21. For to me, let's read that together. For to me to live is what? Christ. And to what? Ooh, that's powerful. You know what he's saying? Our lives are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. This isn't just a coming to church on Sunday thing. This isn't just singing a few gospel songs on Sunday. This isn't just talking about Jesus on Sunday. This is a way of life we have entered into. Amen. We have taken off and we have put on Christ. We belong to Christ. You and I don't realize who we really are. Do you realize that we are a part of the bride of Christ? We are the spiritual upper echelon. We're up there. Amen? I mean, if we could just comprehend who we are and what we are a part of. We have brothers and sisters that are in sleep, that are asleep in Christ right now. And then we have some that are alive and remain. This thing is huge. You and I are part of something huge. This is what God desires for all humanity, to be saved, to spend eternity with him. And spiritually, we're coming down the stretch of this spiritual race. And you and I have to have a made up mind. Our hearts have to be fixed. We have to be focused. Because if you're not focused, you're going to be lost. You and I have to get to a point, hear me, we have to get to a point where we're ready to lay down our lives for Jesus. This is what he's talking about right here. For me to live is Christ. And to what? To die is gain. For the child of God, death is a reward. And we don't die, we fall asleep. We're only here for a hot minute. What do you mean a hot minute? Time is so short. I'll show you how short time is. The tombstones at the graveyard. When you go there, you see a person's name on the tombstone, right? Let me show you how short time is. You see a birth date, 1960, 1965, 1959. Then you see that little hyphen, little dash, a little hyphen. Then you see the date they checked out. 1980, 1999. But that little hyphen, that little dash, not only represents their lifespan, but it represents all of time. Time had a beginning and time's going to have an ending. Time interrupted eternity. God is the author of time. That's why God's not subject to time, because God's eternal. Amen? A thousand years with the Lord is as of one day, and one day is as a thousand years. Time means nothing to God because God is eternal. Had no beginning, has no ending. Melchizedek. No beginning, no ending. God always was and always will be. See, we can't comprehend it. We got to leave that alone. It's not intended for us to comprehend it. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Turn with me to the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel. We're going to go over this and then we're going to get out of the way. God wants you and I to have a made-up mind. We're going to read this. When you read this whole chapter of St. John's Gospel, Jesus was busy. He did a whole lot. One of the things he was teaching about, he was talking about something spiritual, and they thought it was something natural. He was talking about, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you could have no part of me. So when you look at it in the natural sense or literal sense, it sounds like cannibalism, doesn't it? When you read the 6th chapter, you'll see all that. Go back in your private time and read it. And because they were looking at things from a natural point of view, they were all messed up. They thought he wanted them to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Jesus wasn't talking about that. He was talking about something symbolic. Amen. You can't take everything in the Word of God literally. He said in another part, except you cut your hand off, if it offends you, or pluck your right eye out, you can't go to heaven. Amen. He didn't mean that literally. We all be walking around here with no eyes. Both hands cut off. So he was talking about something spiritual, something symbolic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for discernment. St. John 6 chapter, verse 66. Now here Jesus is talking to his apostles. Verse 66, from that time many of his disciples, these people were already walking with him, amen? From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Let's read that together. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They went back. Where'd they go? They went away from the Lord. Amen? When you go away from God, where are you going spiritually? You're going back to spiritual darkness. That's what's awaiting you. So they're not walking with him anymore. Keep in mind, once you give your life to Christ, we still have free will. No one, I repeat, no one can make you and I be saved. And God will not force you and I. Those that refuse salvation and reject Jesus Christ will spend eternity in despair. Eternity with no hope. It will be the worst thing. It will be as if they never should have been born. For you and I or anyone to reject this present salvation. That's why he died a cruel death on Calvary. And before he even got to the cross, he was taking on the sins of the world so we don't have to be lost. Amen. Verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12. This is the question that's going out to the world today. Will ye also go away? He's asking them a question, isn't he? Jesus is still asking that question today. Will ye also go away? Are we going to give up? Are we going to turn from him? Because things get a little tough, a little hard. Verse 68. Then Simon Peter God has the words of what?
Eternal life.
God has the words of eternal life. So you and I who are in Christ right now, if we were to go back, where are we going? Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you and I. There's no greater life than this one. You see, there's a blessing in submission. There's a blessing in humbling ourselves. My wife and I heard a message Sunday. Pastor Frank was preaching. He was talking about, he was in 1 John 2nd chapter when John spoke about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away. He was speaking about arrogance and pride. He was speaking about rebellion. And the whole world's problem is they rebelling against God. That's humanity's whole problem. They're rebelling against God. He was in the second chapter of Genesis talking about Adam, Eve, the serpent, how they was passing that hot potato after Adam had ate the fruit. You know that hot potato I'm talking about? It wasn't me, it was you. You know what Adam did? He had the audacity to point his finger back in God's face and said, the woman that you gave me. He blamed it on God. He said, she gave me and I ate. They were passing that hot potato. And then he went to the woman and she said, the serpent. That potato was hot. Got to the serpent, he didn't have nothing to say. God cursed him and he started crawling on his belly. But you and I have to have a made up mind. And when you look around, saints, look around. We're living in the last days. We're coming, see, this is one of the things that encourages me. We're coming down the home stretch of this spiritual race. It's almost over. And for you and I, it'll be the end of the beginning. Yes. Come on, say amen. Yes. Do you know what that means? Yes. It'll be the end of the beginning. Elder Mackey, what are you talking about? It'll be the end of all this mess. I'll put it that way. It'll be the end of you and I fighting against this flesh. Yes. Amen. It'll be the end of you and I fighting against the satanic pull of the world. Come on now. It'll be the end of all this ungodliness and perversion. And it'll be the beginning of all eternity and glory, peace, joy, happiness. The scripture said the eye have not seen, nor the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah! I have not seen, nor have the ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for us. For us. All he wants us to do is just be faithful a little longer. Keep praying a little longer. Keep fasting a little longer. Keep humbling ourselves a little longer. Keep loving a little longer. Keep being sold out for Christ a little longer. Be patient a little longer. Amen. Bear our brothers and sisters' burdens just a little longer. Intercede for everybody just a little longer. This is what God wants. He said, come on, church. Have your mind made up. And we can't make it without the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Tonight, my mind is made up. There's no place else to go. When I'm not in church on Sunday, I just feel like something's missing. But we were in church Sunday. We weren't here. We heard the word, and it was good. Hallelujah. But when I'm not here Wednesday or Sunday or Even when I was sick at home, I was listening to tapes and watching preaching on television. But it's not like being here. There's something about being in the midst of God's people. There's something about talking to God's people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's what we were created to do. We were created to lift him up. Jesus says, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men, all women unto me. And God wants us to lift him up. But in order to do that, we have to have our minds made up. And in these last and evil days, you and I have to keep our focus on heaven. We have to recognize and realize that this old world is going to pass away. My Bible says he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Peter said, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm looking forward to it. The only thing we're good for, Elder Jackson used to say it a lot. He said, once you get saved, the only thing you're good for is serving God. He said, you're all messed up. I said, all messed up? I thought I got saved so I wouldn't be messed up. And then he broke it down. He said, what I mean is, the only thing you're good for is serving God. You'll never. He said, you'll never. Everybody say never.
Never.
Never. Come on, say it again. Never.
Never.
You'll never fit back out there like you were before. Thank God for that. What does that mean? That means that there's been a change performed in your life. Amen. If any man be in Christ, and that goes for woman too, they are a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things, not some things. Scripture says all things have become new. This walk of God is all about change. And you and I are constantly being changed. We're on that potter's wheel, amen? And he's molding and shaping and forming us to be what he would have us to be. I want to be like Jesus. That means you and I are going to have to suffer. Death to us. We are not to be afraid of death, even if our lives are threatened, because our lives are in the hands of God. You and I belong to Jesus. The devil knows that. Hallelujah. Thank God he knows that. And what you and I have to do, we have to keep our focus on him. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means you have to spend time with God. This is a personal, intimate, spiritual relationship with you and Christ. You have to spend time with him in prayer, reading and studying the Word of God. You have to have a hunger for the Word of God. Amen. You have to fast. If you don't have a hunger for God, you need to get a hunger for God. Amen. That's important. I mean, I look forward to coming to the house of God so we can worship him, so we can praise him, so we can sing the songs of Zion. Amen. And fellowship with one another. That's important. It's important. Especially in these last and evil days. We need each other. Come on now. Say amen. We need each other. We don't need to be devouring one another, putting one another down. We need to pray for those who are weak. We need to love and pray for those who are backslidden. Amen. Bible tells us that God is married to the backslider. Once you get saved, you belong to God. My mind is made up. That's our subject. And your mind has to be made up. Do not, listen to me, hide this in your heart. Do not let discouragement dictate to you. You take discouragement and turn it around to encouragement. Amen? Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. You look discouragement. We have to look discouragement right in the face and say, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. That has to be our mentality in these last and evil days. You and I have to look discouragement in the face and say, I shall not be moved. My mind is made up. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Amen.
Amen.
My mind is made up. Is there anybody tonight who needs prayer?